So over the last couple of weeks, we've started to explore the world of Nat Barnett from the perspective of the beginning of Simon Tzadi Hay. That's, again, the sugya Kuf Yud Aleph on Beis. The Gemara had presented Machlokas Rav and Shmuel by the Dagim Sha'alu Bekara, the fish, presumably power fish, but they're being served hot on a fleshik plate. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether the fish are fleshik or par. The Gemara says, Rav says that they are fleshik, Shmuel says they're par. You would have thought Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is had to fully pass on Rav, but no, the Gemara tells us bottom of Kuf Yalf and Beis leaves nothing up to the imagination. Hilchas so we pass on like Shmuel. It's a no sin tam bar no sin tam. It's a not bar not. Dagum Sha'olu Bekar, the hot fish served on a fleshik plate. You can, they're entirely par, you can serve them with milk, so sprinkle them with cheese, no problem whatsoever. But then as we saw, it's not quite as simple. From the Hilchis and the Gemara to the Shulchan Aruch is a somewhat, in particular to Ramah, is a somewhat longer path. One issue that had come up in particular was the question of how you translate the word Aluf. An unusual term. We're used to hearing this bashlu. So how come the Gemara was stingy with the use of the word nisbashlu? So that led the Rivan to think that in fact, if it's actually cooked in the flesh pot, then of course it's flesh. Oh, kula of Shmuel is when to begin with it was a situation of very limited tom transfer, just hot fish on a plate. Talk about a cliche in here, something of that sort. Dabur gush. So that's why it's so limited. So that's why the Rivan says that's the only scenario where you would say that Nat Barnett is par. And the Ramah accepts the Rivan somewhat. Rivan was Rashi's son-in-law and asserted this is what Rashi had told him. The Bali Tosas point out Rashi himself in his parish doesn't seem to say it. So Ramah is machmer for the Rivan somewhat, machmer lechatchila, and various caveats. But as we saw, most Rishonim disagree with the Rivan. The most common opinion is the other extreme, which is it doesn't matter how the tom is transferred. It could be cooked, grilled, doesn't really matter. Nat Barnett is Nat Barnett. As long as it's the two steps removed, it's going to remain par. And there was a middle position that was of Rabbeinu Baruch, whom the Rosh had quoted, who said, well, maybe there's a middle ground that alu is parv, and even nisbashlu is parv. It was boiled. So you have the water intervenes between the kli and the food, so it's sort of like a third step. Maybe if the fish was grilled on a fleshy grill, so it's direct from the grill straight into the fish with no mediums, that's what Rabbeinu Baruch said. Maybe in that case, you do have to be concerned. In that case, it becomes fleshy. Okay, so those are sort of the three opinions, whether it's the only time you say Nat Barnett is parv is alu, that's the position of the Rivan, or position of the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rosh that alu or nisbashlu, or the position of Rav Rishonim, alu, nisbashlu, nitzlu, it's all the same thing. Shulchan Aruch had clearly paskened like the most makel position. Ramah, as we saw, was somewhat machmir for the Rivan. Only lechatchila, and you're allowed to put it in the other type of kli. When it's sent out as gendered, interesting language. I figure out it's tolak milchik and fleishik in English. Okay, so that's the gist of Seif and Aleph and Beis. And Seif Gimel is a fascinating and very practical discussion. It seems very simple, but then the more sort of like an onion, sort of the more you peel it, a lot of layers here. You have to sort of pick apart the layers and begin to think about how this is relevant halacha l'maaseh in our scenario, our dishwashers at home, the dishwashers at Starbucks. So let's get started with the sugya. Tonight we're going to focus on the sugya of dishwashing here in Siman Tzadi Hei stretches across Seifim Gimel and Daled. So for now let's focus on Seif Gimel. We're going to see, in order to have a full conversation, Lamasa, it's going to take us more than a week. But let's throw up our sleeves and then let's get to work. The issue begins with the Tosis. The issue begins with the Tosis. The question of washing milchik and fleishik dishes together is a machlokas arishon. It's to an extent a machlokas Ashkenaz and Sfarad, though not exactly. If you have a Gemara Chulin in front of you, so you have that long Tosis, Hilchasa, which stretches from Kufi Dalf and Beis to Kufi Beis and Alf. The bulk of that Tosis is about the topic we were just discussing previously, which is the question of the Rivan. But then at the end, Tosis, in a style that's more common in Chulin and Avodah Zarah, I think, than in other Masechtos, just like there's a certain Gemara style that's more common in the Yoridea Masechtos, if there's like the short Piske Dinim. We'll get to that Mitzvah Shem next week. So the Gemara just gives like a, let's say the previous sugya, or our present sugya, I should say, the Gemara we worked on last time, is sort of a more classical type of Shach Vataria. Sometimes, though, in the Yoridea Gemaras, you just have these like quick hits. It's like a series of Piske Dinim, or a Psak and a Comment, a Psak and a Comment, sort of like a different genre. The Tosis, and also, particularly in Chulin Avodah Zarah, you'll sometimes see there'll be sort of a classical style of a Tosis, and at the end they'll give you a separate case. In this case, the Rishonim said X. Almost more of a, maybe a German style than a French style. So here you have this long Tosis, Hilchasa, Kufi Alf, and basic Kufi Bezim and Alf, all about the Rivan, back and forth, Rais, Lakan, and Lakan, what you do that we discussed the other week about the Gemara of Psachim, Ein Tashna, Tan, Baalya, Rais, Lakan, and Lakan. Okay, then, around 15 lines before the bottom of the Tosis, the line that ends with Uka Aros. Uka Aros Shemishtamash Ben Chalav. If I have, a Fleshik of plates. Shehuduchu B'machavash Shal Chalav. Sorry, I got the wrong gender. Uka Aros Shemishtamash Ben Basar. A Fleshik of plates. Shehuduchu B'machavash Shal Chalav. You washed them in a big milchik pot. The dishwasher of yesteryear was just a larger pot. You had a cauldron. So you have a milchik cauldron, and I'm washing all the fleshik dishes, and I boil up the water in the milchik cauldron. That's what the Tosa says. It's a kli rishon. It's a kli rishon. So I have a big milchik cauldron, and I put in the fleshik pot. So shnei b'nei omun. And the milchik cauldron had been used earlier today or last night. We passed the b'yom in the last 24 hours for milchiks. These plates were used for fleishiks in the last 24 hours. Baruch Hashem, you're washing your dishes within 24 hours of using them. So that's from a hygienic standpoint certainly a good thing. Not something you'd want to make fun of your brother about. But from a halachic perspective, it may make life more traveling. Hey, who knew? Yeah. So Tosis is machmir. So that's the question. So I'm boiling milchik dishes in a fleshik pot. I'm boiling milchik dishes in a fleshik pot. Gewalt. So how do you think about that? So Tosis says that's the problem. Afilim nomar. Now, why is that a problem? So the question, well, isn't that naparna? In other words, I don't have any fleshiks here. I don't have any milchiks here. I just have pots. So if I have, if I make fish in a fleshik pan, so that's possibly parv. So now instead, I have I have water and I have a milk plates in a fleshik pan, or vice versa.
But the big pan that it's in, it's been used to cook, or it's only been used to clean.
No, they say the bnei yomim. But now it means that the milchik kli has been used for milchikas in the last 24 hours.
But for cleaning or for cooking? Or does it make a difference?
It was boiled with milk. It was boiled with milk. And the flesh was used with flesh in the last 24 hours. Again, the scenario Tosis gave was I'm using the milchik cauldron as a dishwasher for the fleshik plates. The fleshik plates, fleshik bowls were just used with the fleshiks. And the milchik pot was used with milchik.
Are we assuming that there's nothing
fleshy
in there?
Okay, so good. Tosis is going to begin to unpack all the issues. Tosis, but that you are correct. We're assuming that the surface is clean. The Tosis, it's a problem. Afilum nomer lav davka alu ella afilum nizbashlu. Ah, the surface does, every line here is a whole other paragraph. He says, now, if you would say like the Rivan, so of course it's a problem. Nizbashlu is not napranat. Nizbashlu is just regular no sin. Okay. But Tosis says, even if you're not going to, even though we're coming off the conversation with Rivan, even though Tosis came to the conclusion, by Tosis are largely following the Tam, that Nizbashlu is, or even Rabbeinu Baruch, Nizbashlu is also a napranat, but still. This is number one, David's point. I'm washing inflation plates. Well, why are you washing inflation plates? Because they're dirty. If they were clean, why are you washing them? So if they're dirty, well, they're full of inflation grease. That's Kisakan Shalonuskanach, the Asura Bekundras, Ulashanach. Remember, we began to talk last time, and we'll get to this in great detail when we get to Simon Sarivav. The Shochnar, the Gemara had differentiated between the Dagum Shalom Bekaira, the fish are parv. But I cut a radish with a knife, and all of a sudden the radish becomes shleishik. Why the difference? So one of the approaches in Rashi had been that the knife is assumed to be greasy. They assume that your kaira you clean, but the knife is going to be more difficult to clean. So that's a reminder. If you take that approach to Rashi, so the Gemara is reminding you the whole cool of napranat only works obviously if you have clean surfaces. If you have dirty surfaces, and then you just short circuited the whole napranat. Forget about the time that's coming in directly. I have my moshes right here. It's given its own time. I don't know if you could ignore the pen. So Tosis says obviously if the dirty fleshic dishes in a milchik cauldron is obviously a problem because what napranat? I have fleshics. That takes me back to Tzadi Zayin. That's the Kedesh Bishul Masa of Hashem Bechalot. I take mamish pieces of meat and cook them in a milchik pot. Of course, that's a problem. The Tosis says no. But if you ain't Hashem Nuz Ben, if you say like the Rivan, of course, this is a problem. That's elementary. If you say if the scenario is that the plates are greasy, which they most likely are, also pasha that's also. But that's also trivial. I mean, not Lamaisa trivial, but intellectually speaking, it's obvious. That's the Milsa de Peshitta. But Tosa says, but I feel Einashim Renu's Ben is also us, or why? Why? That Kairos, and this point that Tosa is about to make, up until this point, it's really indisputable. That the Rivana would be Machmer is obvious. That the Shanu's Ben is obvious. But now Tosa is about to make a point that the Ramban and the Rajba take issue with. That's how the Beis Yosef presents it. That's how the Ran presents it. You have Tosis and Rabbeinu Baruch on the one hand, but then you have the Ramban and the Rajba on the other hand. And at least in terms of earlier Rishonim, it's the Machlokas Ashkenaz and Sfar. Tosis says a Chumra. Like it's still a problem. That I b'shibi napanat. That kairos nogus b'machvas b'niflatam mizeh lezeh. Avitam shein leiser. Well, the pans and everything is touching directly. You have your fleshika plates sitting directly, and they're going to fall to the bottom of the milcha cauldron. So that's not napanat. The tamrishin is touching the tamrishin. So that's direct. The water is not a player. So that's point number one. The first argument that Tosis makes, which is a little bit difficult, is that this is not an aparnat because an aparnat means that the tam goes from the source, let's say from the meat into the pan, and then from the pan into the fish, from the meat into the pot, and from the pot into the spaghetti. But here, you have the tam went from the meat into the plate, and even if the plate's clean. But then from the plate, not into the water, into the parv, going from the plate directly into the milchik pot.
That's assuming that they're touching each other.
So that's the first argument Tosis makes to Aser, is because it's not, you're short-circuiting napranat because they're in direct contact with one another. So it's not landing in something parv. It's landing straight into the milchik. It's like, again, just going back to first principles. Napranat doesn't allow you to cook milchiks in a fleshy pot. So Tosis says, well, that's what this is. You're cooking pleshiks and a milchik pot. You have your milchik plate sitting directly on the pleshik pot. Now, that argument would be if there was water in between, then maybe I have what to talk about. But since the plates are going to touch, it's not like I have, if I had some sort of powerful rack, the toast is saying, if I had some sort of powerful rack, so then that would be fine. But the first argument Tosis makes is that there's direct contact. But then he makes another argument.
It's not so pushy that Tom can transfer from, doesn't there usually need to be a medium?
We're going to come back to that.
Medium being like water.
Yeah, Jeremy's making a very good point, which Ritz Lachan Spector, getting ready for the Chagas Micha. So Ritz Lachan Spector actually has a tshuva about this, in Be'er Yitzchak, about this issue. So he's going to raise that point, and Bulu Yotzim, don't want to blow Rotev. Hold on to that, that's very important.
In terms of the definition, when we see primary shown, we're talking about from source into the pot,
right?
And Tam Sheni is the initial emergence from the pot, right?
A flay sugar pot is a clean flay sugar pot is Tam Rishon, and the spaghetti that you made in the flay sugar pot is Tam Sheni.
The Tam that got into the spaghetti is Tam Sheni. And then when it gives off Tam, it's Tam
Shlishi. So I'm not sure. It could be that the language is used in both senses.
So it depends on context.
I think it's correct that sometimes you refer to the absorbed flavor within the pot as a Tam Rishon, and the absorbed flavor within the spaghetti is Tam Sheni. I think sometimes we'll just refer to the spaghetti as Tam Sheni, at least loosely speaking. It's a Tam Sheni item. So what's Tosis? The second argument, Lahachmer. So the first argument, Lahachmer, is that there's direct contact. The second argument, Lahachmer, he says conceptually it's not the same at all. Odlo dami klalu dag mshalu b'kayra. Daki shatam sheni shal basar shal chalav nichnas b'mayim miyad nesru hamayim. He says this is not the same. Forget about contact. He says the tam sheni of basar and chalav goes into here. He definitely means tam sheni in terms of the flavor, not the absorbing item. The second degree flavor of flesh gets into the water. It's miyad nesru hamayim v'chozim v'osrim hakaris v'amachavas. They immediately become aser, and then they turn around and aser the plates and the pans. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So right, Tosis is saying something. Yeah, the question is, but why? It was all Tam Sheni. Again.
The milk wall, the water,
that
goes from the
flay chicken
in this pot, that milk went
into the pot. Right, so I have a Tam Sheni of flay chick landing in the water from the plates. I have a Tam Sheni of milk that landed in the water from the cauldron. And Tosis says, so the Tam Sheni, two.
Is it Tam Rishon that's coming out? You said from the plate,
I'm
milk on the plate.
Right, what's in the water is a Tam Sheni. And so Tosis refers to Tam Sheni. Right, it's a second degree. It's a flavor which is two steps removed from its source. The flavor of meat that's in the plates is Tam Rishon. That's flavor that came from meat. And then when it then takes another trip and lands in the water, we call that Tam Sheni.
But this is all assuming that the plates are not dirty.
Yeah, correct. Clean plates, and not like the Rivan. They were dealing with napanat. And still, even though really it's just be an napanat, but Tosis says, well, you have a napanat of a fleshik landing in the water from the plate, you have a napanat of milk landing in the water from the cauldron. So that's the problem. And now, once it becomes a problem, so then it turns around and backs into both sets of kalim, and now everything is straight. But the question is, you learn Tosis, and at first you wonder, well, I don't understand. But when a Tam Sheni, and when I have a Tam Sheni in the spaghetti, and I'm up fleshiks, I mix it with cheese. Right. So that's even worse. And that's mutter. Right? Well, Tam Sheni, you're allowed to put cheese on it. You could, and here, it seems like it would be even more machmer. I'm not even mixing the Tam Sheni with the actual item. I'm not even mixing Tam Sheni with the Tam Rishon. I'm mixing Tam Sheni with the Tam Sheni. So what's Tosis bothered by?
Change the name.
What Tosis says. Oh, and then he says, not only did you create Bas B'challah, but now it backs into Tam Shlishi. What do they want?
Why is it? Isn't it coming back into the Tam Rishon? Like the plate itself, right? That before the stuff comes out of the plate, it's a Tam Rishon, no? So when the water comes back into that plate, the water that has the Tam Sheni from the other plate, it's coming into this plate, which is also a Tam Rishon.
Yeah, but to go, that's already a third step removed.
In terms of going back into the pots.
And that's how Tosis said that the problem is happening in the water. Now, this water is problematic water. This water is ground zero. Why is the water ground zero? It's two napranats meeting each other. We're even making napranat meeting the other actual chalav basar. Here, two napranats meeting the water, and that's the problem. And in fact, if you look in the Ramban, and the Rosh Hashanah and the Torah that Baya sends you to, says Rabbi Ramban, and the Ramban is right here in Chulin, depending on what edition you're looking at. This is either referred to as Kufi Dalf on a Bez or Kufi Bez on an Alf, but it's the same. It's the question where the printer decides to put the Kufi Bez marker. He says, he quotes as the Bala Truma. He calls him Bala Trumos. Both the Rajba and the Ramban call him the Bala Trumos, but it's really the Bala Truma, Rabbeinu Baruch. He quotes as this is the Shita Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch said only the second point, not about the contact. And the Ramban says, Ishtabash Kahani. Apparently, the Rabbeinu Baruch was a Kohen. So he borrows the terminology from the first parak of Pesachim. And he says, the Kahana made a mistake. He says, this doesn't make any sense. He says, essentially, this is what you just said. What do you mean? It's napranat. It's all napranat. As a matter of fact, it's even better than napranat case. I'm combining one napranat with another napranat. What could be wrong? Walking around, he says, this is even better than Doug Michelle Bekai. So what's Taka the point? So then the Ran, if you look at the Ran, here's interesting. So initially it's a Machlokas Ashkenaz and Sfarad, because you have the Rabbeinu Baruch and Tosis are Machmir, and the Ramban, the Rosh Bar Mekel. But then in later generation it swaps, because the Rosh actually seems open to the Kula, Ramban, the Rosh Bar, and the Ran... The Ran rejects the Kula of the Ramban and the Rajbah. He says, I understand Ben Barak very well. And he says, and this is where he develops the idea we began to talk about last time. And here's one of the places where that concept reaches, it expresses itself. And the truth is, once you see in the Ran, then you realize that's what Tosis was talking about. Tosis already is formulating it. And that is that... There's one word in Tosis which is relevant. The pivotal word is miyad. Tosis says when the tamsheni of basar and chalav land in the water, they become usur. The water becomes usur right away. So this is where the Ran begins to develop an idea that, and that's where we began talking about last time. The lumdus of napanat, why is napanat, right? The reason why napanat is mutter, and specifically, the reason why napanat is mutter is not that the tam disappears entirely. There is a tam, but the tam is niklash. It's a weakened tam, and you cannot create a new isser with a weakened tam. So if it's hetera, so then it's not. You can't create a new isser with a time that's already huklash. That's an idea that comes up in more than one place. That also comes up in where Mirtzim, the next time comes, we're going back to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav. So part of a different part of Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph, the Gemara talks about the fact that although if you have a kli that was used with dry heat, the only way to kasher is with dry heat. Kabolo kapolto, if you have a grill or a spit, it's not going to help to do hagali, you have to do liban. However, that's only if it was isura bala. If it was a teira bala, if you have a grill or a spit that became milchik, you want to revert it to parv. The grill or a spit that was bolea kachim, and ultimately that's going to be a no-so problem, but in the initial blia was heter, just kadosh, but heter. So then it's sufficient to do Hagal, even though it was Bolea with dry heat. So what's the talk of the Pshat? So the Gemara says, well, Hetera Bala is different. So the Rishon, the Chacham as far as say, it's all the same idea. That two examples of a Tamash or Huklash are Nap or Not, and a Shpud or an Askala, a grill or a spit, upon which you did Hagal. The Tam isn't eliminated, but it's reduced. Either reduced because transmission, or because it's on site, it's a Tam Rishon, but I wore it down by doing Hagalah. So either way, you can't create a new Isser once it was Huklash. Sure. And that's on the assumption, that Lamdus is on the assumption in Avodah Zarah, which is a Machlokas Rabban Raivad, that you're doing the Kasherin before Renoser sets in. And the assumption is that you're Kasherin while it's still Kasher. Kasherin is still Kasher. And then this mana carbon is going to end to become Noser. At that point, it's already Huklash, already Hugal, so the Isser Noser can't be Chal. Hefzim Achol Zeram Raivit. Okay, so these Rishonim are taking this, assuming that you're doing the Hagalah in Avodah Zarah, but the Hagalah generally is going to be done before the Isser Noser. Okay, so you have this idea. See, the Gemara there explicitly says, Avodah Zarah and Vadagor explicitly differentiate between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala, and the Rishonim here suggests that here as well, the Rashba and the Ran say, here as well in the context of Nat Bar Nat, it's only Nat Bar Nat that has Hetera, which remains kosher, but Nat Bar Nat Yisura is going to remain treif. That was one ramification of this lumdus, that the idea of the Nat Bar Nat is that it's Huklash, and therefore you can't create a new Yisur with the Nat Bar Nat. So one Afkamina is Nat Bar Nat is only by Hetera, but not by Yisur. The other Afkamina, right, in other words, if I have a tom of bacon and then it jumps from into the pan, then into the spaghetti, then into another pan, then into broccoli, as many steps as it goes, it's gonna, until the tom disappears, as long as there's something there, it's gonna remain treif because I'm not, it already got the shemisser of bacon back when it was a tom rishon or even the actual davar biatzma. The other nafkamin in this idea that Ron says is right here. He says the other chumra, the other limitation of naprana, of the heter naprana. One limitation of heter naprana is only by hetera. Why? Because the whole idea is tam shuklash. Says here also, it's only, the Ron says, only once it has to land beheter. If it lands beheter, it already gets down to tam sheni and still mutter. So then, once it gets down to Tam Sheni, you cannot subsequently create an Isser. That's what the...
So what if you're cleaning it in, let's say, this form of dishwasher, but you're doing it after an hour? Meaning, a milchik dish, after it had been used previously for a basic dish. But not at the same time. It's not the same case where you're mixing dishes together.
In other words, I have a power of a cauldron, let's say. I have a power of a cauldron, and I've washed the fleshig dishes in the power of a cauldron. And then, without changing the water, I then throw in the... I take out the fleshig dishes, I throw in the milchig dishes.
And with changing the water, then it's not a problem. Because
that's for sure not a problem. Even with the water, we're going to see the Shulchan to talk about this. Even if it's the same water, so there the tom. Let's say I did fleishik first for simplicity. So I cooked the fleish. I boiled the fleishik dishes in the water. So now what's in the water? Not for now. The water is spaghetti. The water is fleishik equipment. I landed already, and so far it's all good. And then I subsequently take out the fleshig dishes and throw in the milky dishes. Better, I can even put milk in. The water is spaghetti. So that's mutar achal b'kutach. Assuming if you own pasul and rivan. Correct. So the issue here, that's why the key word is miyad. And it's that they're landing. Again, we read Tosis and we said, Halo Davarhu, how could this be Aser? All you're doing is mixing a Tam Sheni from here, a Tam Sheni from there. This is even more Kal than the Gemara's Kula of Mutach LeKutach. The answer is no, but on the other hand, you only put the Kutach on the, in the case of the Gemara, you put the Kutach on the fish after the fish is off of the Kaira. So, absolutely. Why? At least according to Tosis. Why? Because the idea is that when the flavor goes, the kaira is a tam rishon. The flavor gets into the fish, and now it goes down to tam sheni, huklash, and it's mutter. So once it has a moment of already being kolosh and still being mutter, so that's when the Rashba's lamdas kicks in, and once it's huklash, I cannot use it to create an iser.
Maybe it's not really a machlokas between. Maybe it's more of, there are maybe the machlokas is more on the least the case, more than on the festa with the items. Because they both would agree, maybe the rump, the,
you have to use your imagination.
Maybe their case is, well, normally you have a sink and you have water in the sink, and then you put the plate into the water that's in the sink. So the Ramban and the Rashba are saying, well, the sink was uklush, the water in the sink was uklush, so when you put the plate in, then all. So that's why. But the rules are saying beyond, you're adding that you have a plate and a sink, and you're adding water at the same time as you're putting the plate in. So it is a miyad aspect, but if it wouldn't be that case, we'd have the iklish. So why are we saying that they're definitively arguing over the? Maybe it's really they're arguing over the mesias of the case, but they really agree about the same concept.
They're talking two different case scenarios.
The Ron, because the Ron agrees to iklish, and you're saying that the Ron would agree.
The Ron is
the water was in the sink already.
The Ron uses the huklash svara to explain.
Top or not?
Tosis. The whole reason, the driver of the kula, the driver of the heter napanat, is that once it's kolish, you cannot subsequently use it to create nisr. It's no longer an ingredient that can create nisr. So he says, but here this Tosis was bothered by this, because here the isser is setting in as they, it doesn't have a moment to land the heter.
But according to
the Because Yaakov Leshev right? If it can have a moment of peace, as a Tom Shaney says, then it's going to be good forever. But it never had a chance to retire, because as it's landing in the water, the Tom of the bus are both landing in the water, so they never have a moment of heter on the Tom Shaney level.
Your thing is that as you're adding the water to the sink, you're putting the plate into the sink at the same time. Because if the water is ever there first, then the water became heter, because it was that's a Tom Shaney.
Oh,
then when you add the plate, it's a Tom Shaney. Then it's a full. Then it's really not an Isser thing. So it has to be where it's miyad. You know, the water and the plate had to hit at the same point to the sink.
Because you're saying there's a difference between a case where I load it up first with water and plates and I boil it versus where I boiled it empty and then I dropped the plates.
Right, it seems that way.
Yeah, you're saying that I boil it empty and then I drop the plates in. So when I boil it empty, the time of the cauldron that goes into the water, and that's already hetera. Then I drop the plates in.
Right, he's trying to say there is no scenario where they're going to be hitting together unless you're.
No, I'm saying
the only scenario where it is a problem is when they hit together.
When they're
create that scenario.
Now
you have to pour the water in
while they're in there. While the dishes are.
The dishes are in the sink together.
Okay.
So they're not touching. So they're touching is a problem potentially. And then you add the water while they're in the sink. Then that's wrong, because when the water hits it, it's hitting both at the same time.
But
I'm saying is that the water's there first, and then you put the plate you plate in. It should be the water became heter.
Let me push back. The equivalent to what you're saying. Let's bring about the analogy to that. Would be that I put the fish on the grill, on the fleisher grill, clean fleisher grill, and then while the fish is grilling, it's already was bolea, the fleisher tam already went from the grill into the fish, and while it's still on the grill, by your argument, while it's still on the grill, I could sprinkle it with cheese, assuming I sprinkle it carefully so the cheese doesn't fall into the grill itself.
Rush on butter. That would be the one case where that is awesome. But if you took the fish off the grill, then it's fine.
Right.
So my point is, if you put the if you made sure the cheese never touched the grill and only touched the fish, that
while
would
it's
be
on
a
the
problem.
Grill.
But if you take the fish off the grill and stick it into the
bingo.
Grill,
so
fine.
What you're saying is not enough. It's not enough that the tam already started going, and they have to have already removed it from the tam rishon. That's not the case here. In other words, here, as long as the water is still boiling in the cauldron, that's the equivalent of the fish still on the grill.
But the sink only became dairy because the sink became dairy. The sink itself became the dairy sink because you did something dairy with it first. It's not like you made the sink dairy at this process. The sink was dairy before. Then you're heating it up to get the dairy out of it. So now you're talking about.
Well, but of course that's the way not always works.
Also.
I mean, the Fleischer grill is Fleischer because last night I used it for Fleischer for supper, and then I cleaned it off, and now I'm making fish for breakfast. Right? So it's always going to be the case that there are separate steps. I mean, it's always going to be the case that the actual meat is gone before the fish goes on the grill in an in-out situation, and yet most probably. I cannot put cheese on the fish while the fish is still on the grill. Maybe not. Maybe you're saying the Ramban would be making on that. Maybe the Ramban would be making on that. But then let's go step by step. Certainly in terms of understanding Tosis and Reino Baruch, and the Ran who supports them and is amplifying what Tosis is already alluding to, the lumdus of not only kicks in again once it's bikish leishiv b'shalva. If the Tom already had a chance to retire as a Tom Sheni beheter, so it has that one moment where it's already dropped down to Tom Sheni and it's not yet usher, so then it's going to stay mutter for forever.
Isn't that when the fish is on the grill? Isn't that the case? While it's on the grill, I'm saying.
The argument to say not is that it continues to get. It's still connected to an ongoing source of flesh.
Bringing in the time.
Right, only you unplug it when you take it off.
That's when it's hooked.
Yeah. We're going to get Mirtzim after Sadi Hey, we're going to circle back to Sadi Dalit. So there is conversation, there's a demonstration that that's the case. There's a demonstration that it doesn't run out. Is if I take a spoon, a fleshig spoon, and I stick it into soup, and then I take it and stick it into another pot of soup. So we don't say, well, all the flavor A went out the first time, so now there's nothing left for the second time. I use a fleshig pan for this, and they use a fleshig pan for that. It's giving the same flavor to both. So maybe you'll say that's what Ramban would say. You also could have said the Ramban disagrees because he doesn't accept this whole lumdus. But the simplest, the Ramban doesn't think it's because this fancy lumdus that the Ran has, and it's huklash, and that's why it's done. The Tom is gone. The problem is, there's one name that came up too often, and that's the Rashba.
He says hooklash many times.
He's the one who said. He already said though. He came. He already said the idea of the hooklash, and that's why you read the truth of the Torah's advice. He says the whole idea is that's hooklash and still, and that's why napanat the isur is a problem. And then he goes on to say a few lines later, Avinu Baruch. I think it's absurd. Avinu Baruch is machmer on the dishwashing. What's the big deal? It's mamish dagum jal b'kayil. The Rashba is difficult. And that's
you
where.
You could say that they just argue on what we define as Tom Kalash. It's just the mere fact that something is emerging as a Tom Sheni, it doesn't have to land anywhere. Just once it's out of the pot, it's Kalash. And that's what the Rosh was saying. What's Nafar Nate Isura? He just means if they become Usur and their status of Tom Rishon, so you have your original Fleshik Tom in the pot. You pour milk, boil it up, and that goes and meets it in the pot. So now it's Basar Bechalov. In the Tom Rishon, so now when that comes out, we don't say, "Oh, that's going to be not bar not," because it's straight. Like there's no getting around it. It only applies when it's heter.
This is the lumpness of on the line. Different sports on the line is either in or out. And Saul Zucker uses that to demonstrate certain types of chakiris. Is it a need to be in, or it's just as possible if it's out? Because on the line might be sort of. It might be a test case. So what you're saying is a way to understand how the Rashba, on one hand, holds this svara and yet doesn't see it as getting in the way of, doesn't see it as driving the Rabbeinu Baruch's Easter. So let me see if I think what you're saying is Rabbeinu Baruch is using the svara and he's assuming it needs to have landed as a Tom Sheni, as opposed to it needs to not be a Tom Rishon. Because here, it's sort of like in the moment. as it's landing, it's becoming usher. They're meeting as they're landing as Tam Sheni. So you could say the way Rabbeinu Baruch and Tosafot Ran say, it needs to land first. Or you could say, no, I mean, it's no longer Tam Rishon. It's fine. As it's landing, as it's becoming Tam Sheni, that's what becomes usher. It wasn't Tam Rishon anymore. So it's like an on the line. It's no longer a Tam Rishon. It hasn't had a moment already as a Tam Sheni, but it's no longer a Tam Rishon. So maybe that's where the Rashba lies. Alternatively, or additionally, because that's what Jeremy was saying, the Yitzhak Elchanan, in the footnote, the very good footnotes in the Rabban Chum. So he sends you all over. He sends you to a whole bunch of Achronim who are very upset about this. The Chidah is very upset about this, and I think Mariz is upset about this. Yom Shoshom is upset. They're all very upset. How can you disagree with the Ran? How can the Rabban, the Rajban disagree with the Ran? It's such a the Ran second svar, which is the second svar of Tosas. This idea of the Huklash is such a compelling svar. So Yitzchak Chanan has a long, long pilpul at the very, very end of Simen Ches in Yardei Beitzak Yardei Simen Ches. So he says, you have to sort of work it out fully. He says what you were saying. There's going to be a difference that the mechanics or the logistics of it are a little bit different than Dagum Sha'ol B'Kaira, because here you're dealing with Kalim. You don't care about the water. All you care about the Kalim. So he says by the Kalim, Eina Bolua Yotze B'lo Rotev. There's no direct transfer. The reason why this we came across this way last year. That's why if you double wrap things, you're usually safe. Because flavor can't jump from one cleat to another cleat without some sort of medium in between. So Mimela, the fish is drawing directly from the pan. But here, one pan is not drawing from the other. It's only what's happening in the water. So you have to figure out that helps you fully. It's certainly a response to Tosas' first point about touching. It may at least help, if not totally solve, the second point as well. But certainly I think the point you were making before, that maybe it's an on the line. So the Rashba could accept the basic concept, and he does accept the basic concept. He's the one who I think is the first one to formulate explicitly. Tosis is clearly assuming it. The Rashba is the first one to formulate explicitly. He'll say, okay, the fact that it's no longer time Rishon is enough. Okay.
You're right, clear Rishon.
Oh, so let's get to Yerik Kli Rishon. So then, again, this is the core machlokas that's driving everything. A Tosis, a Rashba, a Rabban, a Ran, Lamai, the Rush. So again, on the one hand you have the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Tosis and the Ran, who say the dishwashing is a problem, simultaneous is a problem. And then you have the Ramban, the Rashba, and perhaps the Rush, who say it's not a problem. So how does everything unpack here? Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch.
You're talking about the Torah Sabayas.
Yes.
How come in your Mari Lakomos you referred us to the stuff in the computer? It's not in print, the Torah Sabayas?
It is. It's just hard to get your hands on. Oh. So I just wanted to give you, if you can get your hands on Torah Sabayas, it's great, but in case you don't have access, so I just gave you that. That was a link to Hebrew Books as a website that actually gives you Surah Sadaf and many
stuff. The shul is missing.
No, the volume, of course, the
volume, all of this. Maybe we should have Chosh Mishmash.
So,
all of
is missing. So.
When I was a Gabbai Svarim in Oshraga many, many, many years ago, so there were a few of us who were Gabbai Svarim. So it was notable that part of the job was to go around putting back the Svarim that fellows should have put back on their own. If they're not going to do it, someone else has to do it. So it's always remarkable that the of the svarim that need to be put back, a disproportionate percentage were Musa svarim. So on the one hand, Musa seder isn't working. On the other hand, maybe that speaks to the need for the Musa seder. The Yoredei svarim aren't being put back on the shelf. We also have a problem with the Archaim. I think it's still missing. The second volume of Torah Archaim has been missing for many, many years. So, but Chosh Mishpar has never disappeared.
We just have Bezin Yom.
It was a mitzvah.
Coming back. Okay, so let's open up Shulchan Aruch. And let's begin as promised. This is begin now, and we will continue Mitzvah next week. Ka'irosh here is Sif Gimel. Ka'irosh shal basar shal hutchu b'yaruch olavis. Fleshik, plates that were that were washed in a milchik pot. It is just as a grammatical curiosity. The Rishonim turned chalav into a verb, even though they mean it as an adjective. They have a word for milchiks, and that's chalevas. Then they don't do the same for fleshiks. You never hear about a ka'ara boseras. Those shell blossoms. This is the way, I think it's a Yiddishism. I'm not sure. But in our Yiddish, both are adjectives, milchik and fleshik. Anyhow, ka'ara shell blossom, shehudchu yoro chalevas, becham and sheyas lesbe. So the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out all the factors that have to be in play. Number one, it has to be, if it's not yasa lettuce, so then there's not going to be any transfer of flavor. And I feel shnei b'nei yomon, if they're both b'nei yomon, still mutter. Why? Shem tahavle no sentam or no sentam de tera. So who's speaking? Who's the Shulchan Aruch quoting? He's obviously quoting the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rosh. But then he makes a point that Tosas had an earlier argument for why this is a problem, one which is not disputable. And this is only going to help you if there's no residue. But if there's residue, so then you're going to have to have enough water, which you may have, to move out the grease. Okay.
He's not talking about the same case as Tosos.
Why not?
He's talking about choleves, where it's already milchik. It's not a case where you're putting them in together, right?
That's what Tosos is talking about.
Tosos is talking about where everything's miyab.
The water is going into the dairy. Yeah, so I have like a milchik cauldron. Cauldron and I stick fleshik plates or fleshik pots into the milchik cauldron.
Is this the norm? Do they normally wash their pots before they put them in the sink? Is this just about like the concept, or is this actually like a reality? Like when you were speaking about your grandmothers, did they always clean their plates before they put them in the sink?
Completely. I know a lot of people always rinse things before they put them in the dishwasher.
Well, I know,
but it's not quite the same. Right, we have access.
I'm saying because they're constantly talking about clean. The plate has to be cleaned well, and it's put in the sink. Is it like? Was that the norm, or are they just still talking about concepts of what a nap or not would be, and they're just using this as an example?
Well. So we make two points. Now, the first point is the opening shach and the sif kantes. Right away, he says the mechaber never said you're allowed to do this. He said if you did it, you don't have to kasher your whole kitchen. Hanu b'diavu lechatchil, you can't do this. I feel the mechaber. So no one. This was not the practice in any well-run kosher kitchen. This might have occasionally happened, which presumably means people had two big cauldrons, one for fleshiks and one for milchiks. Or else they used the solution in Sivdal, which we'll have to get to next week.
Shach is saying that in Ramban?
Yeah.
Ramban would also say something
about. You're saying, why not? It's not by not.
Before, you do it one at a time, there's no problem, we said. You're saying only b'diavad.
So he's basically saying is you cleaned your plate in the fleshik sink, and then you put it into the milchik sink by accident. So what are you stuck now? Is that basically what he's talking about?
But that's good.
No, I'm just asking if that's what the messias of the case is.
Yeah. Because
he's saying you have your milchik sink and your fleshik sink, and you clean the pot in the meat pot in the fleshik sink, and then by accident you took it out and put it into the milchik sink, and that's your case, and that's the case. Because the pot was already cleaned in the fleshik sink, and now you put it in the milchik sink by accident.
Right. Well, also, remember, when we say clean, so here's the point. The point number one was the shach, is that this wasn't standard operating practice. Point number two is clean could just be white
clean. Michael standards, like just white clean, not like clean with soap and water.
Right? Well, we haven't talked about soap yet, right? That changes things.
Uh-huh.
Soap changes.
Yeah, soap is of doubt. Soap is of doubt. The Shulchan Aruch has a massive cool that the Shach and Taz are going to be very upset about. How much does soap help you? But for now, we're leaving the soap off. But when we say that the surface is clean, that could just be you took a
shmata. Towel and wiped it clean.
Exactly.
To the garbage before you put it in the sink. Yeah. You wipe
but there has to be nothing row residue left.
Right.
You wiped it off.
Clean.
Completely clean. Yeah, there's nothing.
Wiping it off doesn't get all the grease off. I wash lots of pots.
It's not greasy food.
No, but bear in mind also.
That's all my point is.
Bear in mind also, if it's wiped clean.
That's all I think. You clean the one sink, and basically you put in the. You're like,
it could be. It's right it could be. It could be.
The sink,
I still think that shach is not. That's not shot. I can't imagine that.
The Nathan is raising the point of why shouldn't it be? Why wouldn't it be lechatchila?
No, but I mean,
the simplest answer is the reason why we would tell you not to do this is because this only works if everything is clean. So we would never
advocate it.
But then the shach says later on that if you found your milk, your fleece of silver and your silver and your dairy sink, you don't have to worry about it.
The language of the
if you found your fleece, because you don't worry that you wash it in the wrong sink and that should be
right. But if you would have, even if you're going to hold that if you would have washed the wrong sink, it's a problem, because Rama is about to say, I paskin like Tosfos, not surprising. It's interesting. In other words, I said before, like in terms of Sfarad Ashkenaz switches in a later generation. In other words, the Ran is following the earlier Balei Tosfos, and the Rosh is sympathetic to Rabban and the Rashba. But then Shulchan Aruch Ramah switched back. The Mechaber is following the Ramban and the Rashba, and the Ramah is following the Tosfos and Rabbeinu Baruch and Sefer Truma. But even if you're going to say it's a problem, that's what the Ramah says at the end, based on Darkei Moshe. Even if you say that if I taka washed it in the wrong sink, it's a problem. But if I just found it, I found it mixed in with the other dishes. I don't assume necessarily that
you cleaned it that way.
Right, because even for the Ramah, there are ways in which it could end up being mutter. Let's at least see a little bit more. Let's see a little bit more. And let's see the first line or two of... one key taz. The Ramah number one says, Yesh osim hafilin ein shum davar. Ramah says, there are plenty of Rishonim who think that this is asur b'dyeved, even if the surfaces were clean. And it tells you, the tour of the Sefer Truma, and the smog, and so all the Sefer Truma.
How do you know not lechatchila?
Ran, Yesh osrim. The language of Shulchan Aruch has been, if you did it, it's mutter. If you did it, it's mutter. And Ramah says, some would say it's asr. Mean that if you did it, the products are asr. And now, so let's end with two points. One is the Taz, and one is the next line of the Ramah. The Taz, at the end of Sifkat and Ches, the Taz begins by giving the two Svaras of Tosas, and he talks about the Ran, how he finds that very compelling. And then he ends by pointing out there's another, this whole sif may sound a little bit, we're waiting to get the dishwashers. The nice dishwashers don't exactly look like this. And how often do you do this? It's going to take a little bit of talent to really create this case. The Taz points out there's another scenario that's fundamentally the same. Let's say you're making power of a food in a fleshy pot. You have use a fleshy pot to make spaghetti. I feel a tema. Look, b'di'eved, even the Ramaz make all, like the Rov Rishon against Rivan. Lamaisa, you mix it, you put the cheese on the fleshy equipment spaghetti, it's kosher. Someone actually just called me, punked, this past Friday, Marsh got an apronat shayla. I guess this kind of friend would get a dishwasher shayla. That's how it's rolling. Someone reached out. He sends me a picture of the label of a maple syrup. Not actually maple syrup. Pancake syrup. Fake maple syrup. That's OUD. And someone in the house had wanted to make maple baked pastrami for Shabbos. Sounds delicious. And they used Aunt Jemima. And then they realized afterwards it's OUD. So, but the labels, it's clearly, there's no milk ingredients. And from an allergen perspective, they tell you on the website that it's free of any milk, even from an allergy perspective. So that makes it pretty clear that all you're dealing with is it was made on kalim, milk of kalim that were in kosher. And then I confirmed with a contact at the OU, who confirmed that it's only a nap or not. So that's Mamash Mutter, that's Ramah. That once you... That b'dyeved is mutter.
No, but I'm saying he was asking you if he could use.
No. It was already made. They realized afterwards.
But you can't use it beforehand.
Ashkenazi cannot use it. Right. Ashkenazi is not allowed to use it. As far as he can. But yeah, that was bidyavad. The pastrami was already made. Either throw the pastrami in the garbage, or eat it as is. Tommy should enjoy. But the Taz says, how about the following scenario? I have my pot of spaghetti. I have a pot of vegetable soup that made in a fleishig pot, and I stick in the milchig ladle. Stick a milchig ladle into par of soup, because you were looking at the soup and the soup was par, so you grabbed the milchig ladle. You weren't focused, in fact, but the pot that surrounds the soup is fleishig. So it says, Taz, what's that? That's exactly this, except it's soup instead of dishwater. It's the same exact thing. So it says, Ramah Paskins, like the Baal Truma, that's Asher B'dyavad. The Taz says, in this case, Asher B'dyavad. So he says, this is really the exact same thing. This comes up more often, far more often. How much more often? But this is a more likely scenario than the dishwashing. Again, you're gonna have to ask yourself Ben Yomo, Shishim, etc. But potentially you have a real problem even together. And that's the other point that I want to end with, two points. One was the Taz, who takes this whole case and gives us a more relatable scenario.
That would mess up the pot as well.
Yeah, everything's gonna be treif. There was no bikkur b'shishim. The food is treif, the ladle's treif, and the pot's treif. Because as Tosa said, the flavors meet in the soup. They don't have a moment of rest, so that becomes bas b'chalav. And now I have bas b'chalav soup, which then impregnates the pot on the one end and the ladle on the other end.
But I was saying we don't hold that way.
We don't hold
with the dishes going into the pot.
The Shulchan Aruch just said, Shulchan Aruch passed like the Ramban, the Rajba, that's mutter. Nathan is even bothered, why does the Shach think it's not mamash mutter chatchila? Again, and he's a good point, probably because we're worried, if you allow this, you're just asking for trouble. But it would be kedai to take a look. The Shach tells you, his proof that's Asr chatchila is because the Machaber himself in Hilchas Pesach, The other half of the story is Tufnan Beis. Hilchas Pesach is the halachas of Hagalas Kehil. That's sort of the shadow Yerodea, is in those two simanim in Arachayim. So hey, the Shach says, you look over there, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to kasher milch and fleishig kelim at the same time in the big kashering pot. So why not? I put the Machaber up here, pasuns like Ramban. So that's the Shach says. You see that even the Machaber held you. I don't advocate this. If you did it, it's not going to make trade. So you got to take a look there, maybe follow the paper trail there. Why? I would suspect it's because it's just you're asking for trouble, because sooner or later it's not going to be wiped clean. Okay, so again, you have a machlokas, the maestro have machlokas, Ramban, Rajba versus Tosis and Baal Truma, whether this case makes treif or not. The Machaber says no, does not make treif, like the Ramban and the Rajba. Ramah says yes, it does make treif, like the Baal Truma and Tosis. And again, we have the Taz pointing out the fleishig pot, the milchig ladle, and the par of a food in that same sort of case. And then finally the Ramah goes on to quote what was really the last line of Tosis. El imkin echem na kelim enim b'nei yomen mi belias kli rishon yaz kol hakelim utar. He says if either one is enim b'nei yomo, it's all mutar. And usually if one is anybody yomos, it won't make anything else treif, but it could become treif. But here in this scenario, that's what Tosis says. Yeah. The last line Tosis, other than anayno ben yomon, meche anayno ben yomo az ah. So Tosis actually says also osu shu ben yomo is mutter. The Ramah says it's all mutter. Why is it all mutter? Because the issue was that there's no moment of heter. Because you have a live bli of milchiks and a live bli of fleishiks, and they're meeting, the landing in the water together, and that creates an iser. But if one of them isn't there, one of them is ben yomo, so then it's l'chora ul mutter, because then that is a true napar not to heter.
So how do you explain Tosos?
That's a good question. That's a good question. After, why Tosos think...
only one.
Oh... Because Tosos is saying it's going straight into the Eino Ben Yomo pot, And there, it's not nosing tam with God.
The first svara of Tosfos of the direct contact, tells me it's not an aparna at all. I leave you with this to think about. That first svara is Rabbeinu Baruch l'shitasto. Here we wrap back to where we started. Remember, we started by saying, last time we spoke about three sheets in terms of how you define alu. Is alu, the Rivan said, just alu, not nisbashu nitzlu? Or on the other extreme, Rov Rishon say, alu means alu nisbashu nitzlu is all the same. Then there was that middle position of Rabbeinu Baruch, who said, well, nisbashu, yes, nitzlu, no. Why? Because nisbashu is an extra step. You have the water. So this first, ironically, Rabbeinu Baruch himself does not make this argument say for Truma. So the Achronim point out. But the beginning of Tosis, that first of our Tosis, sounds like that's what they were dealing with. Well, you need not requires the extra stage of the water. Here you don't have it. So yes, it could be that Tosis here is working with that first svara based on that first svara.
They're all touching.
Since they're touching, so the ben yomo will answer the ene ben yomo.
Saying it won't be a problem for the ene ben yomo. Also should be.
The ben yomo will be mutter, but it sounds like the ene ben yomo became trade for the ben yomo. So, but Rama doesn't say that because Rama is working with the second svar of Tosis. Okay, there's a lot more to think about here. We should unpack this ene ben yomo business some more next time. We also have to think about, and here we begin to get to actually the question of klishon versus klisheni is intensely relevant to the practicalities of dishwashers. Because you have to think about klishon versus klisheni. Tosis has been talking about klishon the whole time. And the Ramah's over talking about klishon. How does klisheni work? And how does eerie klishon work? Because that's actually how dishwashers work.
Right.
Most of the time. You have jets of water. There's no fire underneath your dishwasher. If there is, call the fire department. So the dishwasher is not a klishon. It may be eerie klishon. So here's another fascinating cheshbon the notes that Kalem have. The Darkin Moshe already has. Thinking about eerie klishon. And how that should work in this context, and maybe it's more kal than usual. So we're gonna have to see how all that plays out. The klirishon and the iriklirishon, the klisheni.
So.
And then the question of what's it called?
So.
The question of finding things in the wrong drawer. That's at the very end of this sif. And then sif dalet already is soap. So here are.
We're having guests put your silverware in the wrong sink.
Well, that's less of a problem.
I guess.
There's no chazakah there.
It's a gracious nichalei, because he doesn't care if your things are clean or not next time. Okay, we're mixing Shabbos and kashrus. So here are Mara Makomas number 16. So it's three segments. It's Siv Dalid is about the question of detergent. The rest of this siman, Hey Vav and Zayin, are smaller dinim about the bas b'chal of hygiene in the kitchen. Based on the Gemara Kufi Beis, and then I already put in as a haschala. Not sure if I'm going to get that the coming week. If you want to already look ahead, we're going to circle back to Siman Sadi Dalet, which is going to give us more about the logistics of dealing with Kalim and how you. The beginning of the Siman is about how you think about Shishim, like how you actually deal with calculating Shishim. The end of the Siman Sadi Dalet is more about Nap or not. And then Mitzvah after that, we're going to go forward to Tzadi Vav and Tzadi Zayin, which will bring us to Davar Charif and Mechuzot.